And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I always prefer to believe the best of everybody. It saves so much trouble." Rudyard Kipling, born Bombay, India, 1865, best known for his books Kim and The Jungle Book, 1894. His father ran an art school in Bombay. Kipling grew up there surrounded by Hindu servants in a big house, huge garden, flowering trees. He learned the language. He was allowed to explore the city freely, meet all kinds of people who told him stories and taught him songs. But after a series of typhoid and cholera outbreaks, he was sent back to England to live at the house of a couple who turned out to be much stricter than Kipling's parents. He was thrown in the cellar for violating the rules, once sent to school with a sign on his back that said, "Liar." One of his punishments was to be sent to his room to read the Bible, which he did not mind. He went to work for a daily newspaper for British soldiers. The British were fighting a war with Afghanistan, and he stayed up late at night writing poems about military life, though he himself had never been in a battle. They became very famous, gave him the chance to travel, went back to London, traveled the world for a few years, settled in Vermont, and it was there, in a little cottage surrounded by snow, he began to think about the India of his childhood, and he wrote The Jungle Book. It was on this date, 1924, the astronomer Edwin Hubble announced the discovery of other galaxies. At the time, it was thought that the Milky Way represented the entirety of the universe. But he was using a 100-inch telescope at Mount Wilson in California, the largest telescope in the world at that time, and he was able to distinguish individual stars within a distant nebula and discovered 23 more separate galaxies. And it's the birthday of the novelist and poet Paul Bowles, born in New York City, 1910. His first novel, also his most famous novel, The Sheltering Sky, about an American couple traveling in Morocco, which made Tangier a popular destination for many people. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Michael Hecht, entitled No Hemlock Rock. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Don't. Eat a donut. Be a blown nut. That is, if you're going to kill yourself, stand on a street corner, rhyming seizure with Indonesia, and wreck it with racket. Allow medical terms, rave and fail, be an absurd living ghost if necessary. But don't kill yourself. Let your friends know that something has passed, or be glad they've guessed, but don't kill yourself. If you stay, but are bat crazy, you will batter their hearts in blooming scores of anguish, but kill yourself, and hundreds of other people die. Poison yourself, it poisons the well. Shoot yourself, it cracks the biodome. I will give badges to everyone who's figured this out about suicide, and hence refused it. I'm grateful. Stay. Thank you for staying. Please stay. You are my hero for staying. I know about it, and am grateful you stay. Eat a donut. Rhyme opus with lotus. Rope is bogus. Psychosis. Stay. Hocus pocus. Hocus pocus. Don't kill yourself. I won't either. No Hemlock Rock, a poem by Jennifer Michael Hecht from her collection Who Said, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.